who, me? Yeah, all right, let's do it. I'm a little fired up right now. Yeah. Fucking A, I'm in the yellow right now. Hold on, maybe I should turn my shit down a little bit here. I think I'm gonna get right fucking into this thing, man. Oh, I'm fucking right into it. I'm just gonna drink this fucking coffee and shit. You should all fuck.
I'll probably just chill out then.
We should tell people that's my pre-show. We should record that one time. No, that's Brian's pre-show warm-up. So fucking A. Fucking rights, dude. Yeah, fuck it. We're gonna fuck. Oh, hi. It takes me that much amping up just to get to like, oh, hey, yeah. Oh, hey. Hi. Fuck it.
Hey, everybody.
You fucking recorded that, weren't you?
Welcome to the Spires Vibe Podcast.
Hi, Adis. This is the Thursday show. It's the big Thursday show on the Spy vs. Spy podcast. It's the 29th of friggin' March 2007.
Can you believe it?
I can't. March is almost upon being over us.
It's the Ides of... No, it's past the Ides.
It's the Ives.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Ives of March. I wish I made that joke of talking 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Well, I really dropped the ball, huh?
Yeah.
The internet.
Waiting for the other ball to drop.
out of my mesh bag. Just oozing.
Yeah. Everything would sting all the time.
And also probably stink.
Yeah. I wonder, if you had a big open wound.
Yeah.
Would it hurt more by the ocean?
I don't know.
Yeah. We should get a doctor on the show,
or a seaman.
Maybe I can get a conference call going on Skype with 911. We'll ask them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So fucking...
Do you guys got 911 there?
Yeah, we call it 911, though.
Really?
Yeah, you guys can't... The thing is, there, you can't say that anymore, because it only means one thing, right?
Right.
And so... Yeah, well, no, but it's
my
true,
my mother's
right?
birthday.
Yeah. Is that really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it sucks.
September 11th, 2001 will forever live in our memories as the day that Phil's mom turned 43. Yeah. I don't know.
No, she's a...
Oh, I forgot, you're the oldest.
She's a young gal. Yeah. Mom, she's still a swinging chick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. I had, back on the day there, I already quit my gig at the record store. And we were moving to... Well, I hadn't quit yet, but, I was like, I'm quitting. I'm giving my...
You had...
My you gave the Dave notice.
You gave the Dave Coulier cut it out.
I did what now?
The Dave Coulier cut it out.
Oh,
it's really good. If you guys can just imagine...
Yeah.
Every time we do that, we're, picking a nipple.
Yeah.
Pulling a nostril hair out.
Yeah.
And the third action... Slapping yourself in the face. That's the thing.
That's but it doesn't come across. It
doesn't come across when, in audio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where you have to make the noise.
Yeah, so you had left the job.
Oh, yeah, so I was like, hey, I'm moving to Minnesota. And everyone was like, all right, cool. Take it easy. You know, they had a party for me on that. It's cool. But, after I decided to go and before, we left, it was 9/11. And nobody told me, you know?
Yeah.
Because if I'd known that was going to happen, I would have, altered my schedule a little bit.
Sure, man, yeah.
That's the tragedy. Is that people weren't able to plan their lives around it.
That's true, man. I was supposed to fly to Japan on the 12th. And and so this happened, and I was like, I lived in Merritt, BC, which is... 3 hours from where I come from. It's about 3 hours away from Vancouver, and Vancouver is where the airport is. So I had to make a fairly substantial trip to get to the airport to fly out. And this happened in the morning. I was supposed to leave to Vancouver and hang out there for a day and then take off the next morning. And so I was like, oh, shit, I wonder if this is really going to affect anything around here. Well, I'll get on to Vancouver, and I'll wait it out and see if I can get on a plane. Yeah, right. Righty. I was like... Yeah. Yeah, so...
So how long did you just kick it?
I had to wait a month. I had to reschedule my trip for a month in October instead. I don't think it was a full month of waiting for my plane to leave, but...
You lived at the airport for a month?
Yeah, I lived on peanut scraps and...
And the good news?
Yeah. I made a fort.
I made my McDonald's fort. Money spreading the good news.
I made a fort out of Watchtower.
Pretty good. Take a shingle. Yeah, my parents were living in a hotel after the date that should remain nameless.
Which always sounds like a good thing. I don't know, maybe not to everybody.
Right. Yeah, well, but no,
wow, that'd be kind of neat. And then after you spend a couple days in a hotel, you're like, yeah, it's not so good.
This room is small.
There's nothing in it.
Yeah.
All these TV channels suck.
This is just a box disguised as a room.
Yeah, and also, usually no matter how nice the room actually is, it's still kind of not that nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, things are still kind of cheap and kind of ugly, and or maybe the shower head isn't so good, or maybe toilet won't flush because you took too much of a dump. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
No, I hear that is the absolute worst when you clog the toilet and there's no plunger. Hey,
because there won't be a plunger in a toilet. In a hotel room.
People would steal them.
Well, right. I mean, anything in there is fair game, right?
We got to do a quick interview with Spencer, real quick.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, what's up? Well, now when can I play Mario Kart still?
How much of your sandwich did you eat?
Some. Some of it.
How many bites?
Maybe three or four or five.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how much sandwich is left?
The math right here.
Still a lot.
And have you bitten your pickle?
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a valuable lesson. Take it from us, spy versus pie.
You can play Mario Kart in 8 more bites. In 16 bits, you can play.
I'm confused because for me, 3 or 4 bites is a sandwich.
Yeah, he's got a tiny little mouth.
Yeah, well, who can figure?
And disinterested bites.
Yeah.
Spencer, you can go ahead and play until the end of the thing here, and then you have to eat that sandwich. Yeah, man. So, 9/11.
Yeah, that was a thing, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, what else you got?
It's important that we discuss it, because it's an important, impactful thing that, you know, affected everybody, no matter how big or how small or where you were, what you were doing. It affected you. And this, of all days, on the anniversary of a day when someone talked about it.
Oh, yeah. What is the date again?
March 29th.
All right, well, we're going to have to keep track. We're going to have to keep track for a few years and see if...
this is official Spy vs. Spy Talk About Your Feelings Day.
Yeah, I suppose. But what if, like, you know, what if something happens there on March 29th in the future, and then, like, this will be, like, you know...
Oh, prophetic. People
yeah, totally.
They'll be busted down our door. How did you fucking know something was going to go down? the big taco shortage of 2010. Wait,
you know,
2010?
I think if the...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if them tourists wanted to be taken seriously...
Mm-hmm.
They would announce their intentions ahead of time and then follow up on it.
I mean, tourists? Oh, yeah. The tourist attack.
Yeah. Because when the tourism... when the tourism gets hard, you know.
The war on tour, man.
Yeah. I really think so. I think if they wanted to be badasses, man, they'd be like, we're going to do something in 3 weeks. Here's the address.
Fucking, yeah, what are you going to do about it? But then... Like, obviously, that would have to be taken very seriously. They would lock down everything. They would make sure. And then you fucking blow the building behind everybody. And go, like, psych!
Across the street, dudes!
Holy shit! You all motherfuckers don't even know.
All right. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Eat at Arby's. Drive Alexis. Wear a watch and some pants. Halibut is a fine, fine fish. Winnie the Pooh figurines from the Franklin Mint. Collectible card games featuring GoBots. The first Doobie Brothers record. Eat cheeseburgers all the day.
Hey, how comes it that Stephen Hawkins don't use none of them voices of his accents?
Why is he from out of town?
Yeah, dude. Y'all don't know because you invented them robots' voices, so you'd all sound American.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We all did.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you go and do that?
for valor.
Yeah.
Justice for honor for victory.
Timberlake.
For Sparta.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Having some
technical issues. You know what happened? Oh, let me tell you what happened.
Yeah, tell me what happened.
All right, my computer's been having a little trouble waking up in the morning. The power supply is a little flaky, and it takes me about 10 button pushes sometimes minimum to actually get it going. And then once it's on and fine. But I guess it decided that it wanted to just turn itself off and not work anymore. So maybe we should all take that as a sign, as a cue, mm-hmm. to stop whatever you're doing right now, turn everything off,
right.
and don't do anything. My computer is prophetic. It is.
You mean don't do anything or you mean like read a book?
No, actually, don't do anything. All that, if you do something, all that does is show the man that you're willing to be a slave to the fucking corporate dictatorship that fucking is perpetuated throughout my butthole.
You totally got to have perpetuated in one of those rants.
I know. Anytime you run out of steam, just think perpetuated. Yeah. What keeps it all going? Oh, man, it's the fucking perpetuation of the fucking...
Yep.
Hey, do you want to play a little game?
You got a little game? I'd love to play a little game.
Okay, let's play a little game. We alluded to
game. You know, if they made war games now, that's exactly how it would go.
Hey, want to play a game? have there ever been... When was the last time a new good board game was invented?
New good board game?
That's pretty rare.
Instead of just a rebranding of Monopoly?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I guess, for me, I guess Cranium. We talked about good board games before, and Cranium is one of the... It's been around for a few years.
Yeah.
But it's one of the only ones in recent memory that I can think of that mm-hmm. has come out and has not been, like you say, a rebrandage or a
Cranium
power-up.
Is the newest game I can think of. It's, you know, like Trivial Pursuit is the next newest thing I can think of.
you mean GoBots Trivial Pursuit?
Right.
God, if they made that,
it'd be so hard.
It really would be.
It'd be impossible.
It'd be just pictures. Who's this guy? I'm a GoBot. Guess who? Does your guy have an actual robot head? Nope. Blang, they all go down. Oh, your leader won, I guess.
He's the only one with a big wheel in the crotch.
Leader one and Cycle, I think, were the only ones that had faces, and the rest of them were just kind of like, look, my face is the front of a car.
The hood.
This is a GoBot Thursday on the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
They all wear hoods.
All right, so the game, we played it a little bit before, but the game is called Fridge or Cupboard. Okay, ready?
Fridge or cupboard? Yeah, okay.
Ready?
Sure.
Peanut butter.
Cupboard.
Ketchup.
Fridge.
Chocolate.
Syrup? Fridge.
I said chocolate.
Fridge.
Oh, chocolate syrup is what you're asking. Okay. Chocolate syrup, fridge.
Yeah.
Pancake syrup.
Fridge.
Soy sauce.
Fridge.
Bread.
Out.
Yeah, all right. Well, it doesn't cupboard, mean in the cupboard, but yeah, okay. Fruit.
Fridge. Parmesan. Unless it's bananas.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Parmesan cheese.
Fridge.
Salad dressing.
Fridge.
Potatoes.
Floor.
Butter.
Both.
You can't have both. You can't have it both ways.
I got some in and some out.
Alright.
Mostly
all right.
in. I'll save. I'll.
So to recap, the only things out of that whole list that you kept out of the cupboard mm-hmm. are bread, mm-hmm. I mean out of the fridge, mm-hmm. bread, some fruit, and potatoes.
And peanut butter.
And peanut butter. You refrigerate everything else.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Extrapolate some interest out of there.
I don't know. Peanut butter for me.
Perpetuate.
You gotta keep that out of the cupboard, out of the fridge. You gotta keep that in the cupboard because then, therefore, it's spreadable. I think the oils and stuff will keep it preserved enough.
Yeah.
If you eat enough of it, I don't think you run the risk of it going rancid or anything. I just don't think it's a problem.
Yeah.
Agree?
Totally agree. I think if you're gonna refrigerate peanut butter, then you have to refrigerate or possibly even freeze your bread as well to even make a sandwich.
Then you just put it on and then you toast the whole thing.
Yeah.
Ketchup? I put ketchup in the fridge. However, when you go to a restaurant, it's sitting out on the table all day long.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Do you think it really needs to be refrigerated?
Some places put it in the fridge at night.
I guess that's true. Some places don't have a fridge.
I suppose if you're busy enough. Who cares?
Yeah, but I wonder if they really do. There's no guarantee.
No.
That ketchup that you're eating at the restaurant could have been there for 3 days. You have no idea. It could be there for a week.
That's true.
It's never cold.
No? Wow.
So, you never know. You just never know. They could tell you, oh, no, no, it comes out of the fridge every morning. We put it back, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it goes and comes out of the fridge when they fill the bottle up, but they don't empty the bottles every day. They don't probably put all the...
That's true, but they could tell you that the burgers ain't Mergesis, and you'd believe them.
So, that's absolutely true. So, the moral of this game, can never have morals, is don't trust the man, because they're just going to fucking... No.
Perpetuate the condiments. It's true. You're right. Because, yeah, Parmesan cheese is always, like, hanging out on the table. And
yep.
Salad dressing.
Salad dressing is kind of like a... You see that both ways, right? You know?
Yeah.
Salad bars? You know, how cold is a salad bar?
That's true.
And it's just in those tubs all day long? I don't know.
Yesterday I made myself a bowl of cereal at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I poured a generous helping of Malt-O-Meal brand Fruit Loops.
And then Malta?
Malt-O-Meal. Yeah.
Malta Goya?
No. Malt-O-Meal.
Oh. Yeah. It's the malt of meal.
Yep.
Worms.
It should be the other way around.
Yeah, I think so.
Malt-O-Meal.
Meal of malt. That would be way better.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so then I pour the milk on there, and I buy skim milk, which lasts pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
But it came out just like cottage cheese, man.
But no,
I had just bought that milk a few days ago. Like
that happened to me with cream for my coffee. It was like brand new, opened it up, and it was kind of... It wasn't chunky
Did you
yet.
Pour it in? Did you find out when you poured it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when the first little bit comes out and it's still liquid, and then like it's kind of like a little salt, and you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
You know, and also it, sometimes right before it turns that way, like you smell and you can't really smell, and you're like, oh, it smells all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I'm like, oh, I don't know, you know? And then like I drank a little bit of the cream just by itself just to make sure. It was like the reason why you're smelling it is to find out, oh, is this bad? Should I not be drinking this? And I'm like, oh, I can't tell. I might as well drink some. And it was so gross, I nearly barfed.
I had a similar experience a couple of weeks ago when I grabbed a sock off the floor in the bathroom. And I thought, is this dirty or is this clean? And I
you put it right up. You licked it.
I know. I was like, I think... Yeah, it must be clean. So then I took a big whiff.
Yeah. Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Like, you know, these are things... It's not like, okay, if you're down to your last sock, maybe. Yeah. But at that point, you probably don't care. Because like, well, it's my last sock, so fucking I either wear it or I have no socks. If you're really that worried about it, if you have another sock or another set of pair of socks, you know, you wouldn't... You should just cut your losses and say, all right, I'm going to assume that's dirty. Maybe that's wasteful. Maybe that's fucking wasteful... Western.
No, I don't even think you have to go that far. I just think you have to realize, like, because you could have tasted less of that cream, I'm sure, and I could have smelled the sock from much farther away.
No, you're right. I did take a big, pretty decent...
But I think it's just that we assumed that we were right. Like...
Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Dude, that just went against my whole tirade from yesterday.
Oh, man, you're right.
My TIE fighter raid.
We can't post these back to back.
No, we shouldn't do that. Let's save this one for Saturday.
Whoa, okay.
In that case, if it's Saturday, everybody, that means this is your last day to get your application sign-ups for the Junior Spy Venture Pie Explorer Corps.
We're going to the zoo.
If you, It's your last day to get those entries in, and for those that do, we'll be, be rewarded with a prize pack. So you want to make sure and get on that.
That's right. Get on that gravy train. We should get weekend people, I think, Brian. We should hire people for
that would be
weekends.
Cool. Yeah, weekend edition of Spy vs. Pie.
Yeah.
We have to make sure they're not any good or worse than us. So I don't
Just
know.
Norm McDonald. Just contact him and be like, Norm, we want you to do weekend edition.
You ever notice that the ketchup there, it's on the table? Huh?
Eh?
Eh?
And you notice that? You ever,
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
No weekend people. Hey, but speaking of what's in the P.O. box,
mm-hmm.
Got something in the P.O. box.
What's in the PETA's box?
Got a box from one Jason Marcy Way.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
That's an address?
Let's see what his address is.
Oh, I get it. No, you don't have to.
57-222 Pearson Street, Oshawa, Ontario.
Oshawa, Ontario?
Lig 7C6. What does that mean?
That's our postal code there.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's like a zip code, but better.
It's like a license plate put on a box.
A little bit like that.
But they he sent me a copy of his book.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is called?
Yeah, boy, something. Day in the Life of Jay.
Okay.
Yeah. And the cars.
Oh, man.
Cars.
Mm-hmm.
It was Leakless.
Leakless?
That's his name.
Lossless, I mean.
No, Leakless. He's a little yellow car, and his sponsor is Adult Drip Pens.
What?
adult Drip Pens.
Pants?
Pans. They're all cars.
Oh, pans. Thinking drip pants for adults?
Right.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, he listens to the show every day and everything, and I was crying about not having that one, so he sent it on my way to my kid, who's stoked.
Wow.
Yeah.
He sent it to your my kid space.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Brian, get on that.
Okay.
Code that up. You're good at computers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking, I'll start that out. It'll be my space, but for kids.
It's a great idea. Oh, man. Really, that's all the world needs.
It's true.
It'd be perfect.
God.
Until I get recruited into tourism, though.
What? Yeah, I get it. Got it. What are you talking about? That joke was from yesterday when we recorded the first half of the show.
Oh, if only. Remember the old piecemeal glory days?
Peace multi-meal?
Yeah.
Peace smell? Mm-hmm. We're, man, this is, for everyone who doesn't know, this is what the show's like when we've had a good solid 8 to 10 hours of sleep each. Normally we're all like running on 4 or 5 hours of sleep. But today we're like, oh, I'm so rested up, and that's why it's so good.
Well, we got like 8 hours between us, didn't we?
That's why we're so loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you know how the doctors and the man, you know how the man's always perpetuating the fucking concept that we need 8 hours of sleep?
Yeah, the sleep myth.
And eight's like that magic number where they say eight is, that's, do you think, okay, there's like, you can go an extreme another way.
Are you doing your Joe Rogan right now?
I'm not, actually. Am I? I am. It turns out I am. I hadn't thought of it.
Go on.
Do you think that, okay, A, do we need 8 hours of sleep? Is that even true at all?
Right.
That's one end of it. The other end of it is, do you think they're telling us we only need 8 hours of sleep when we really need, like, probably 10 hours or something with our... You know, there's like, okay, when we were cavemen, maybe we only needed 6, I don't know. But now we're all fucking overstimulated and we got fucking working on computers and shit. And that probably, like, wears us down. Maybe we need actually more sleep with our hyped up cyber future lifestyle, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah, so do you think that we, and the doctors, do you think the doctors are just saying, no, 8 hours, that's the recommended amount? Do you think they're saying that just so they can make us work more? Or, alternately, do you think we even really hardly need to sleep at all? Hey.
The last one is what I'm siding with. I don't think we need to sleep at all. I think they say 8 hours. Because if they said like...
That's just the pillow industry, man. They just want us to buy pillows.
If those they said fuckers, you need 4 hours of sleep...
We wouldn't buy nearly as many pillows. It's all a fucking scam, dude. Don't trust it.
I think there'd be outrage because people would be like, well, how come I only have to sleep 4 hours, but I have to work 8 hours? What shit is that? I think
You have to make it comparable. So you're like, oh, well, that's fair because I'm going to be sleeping, and that's going to be good times. It's going to be nice and restful, so it counterbalances. And then
yeah, I guess I'll work
the remaining 8 hours of the day. Wait, yep. How many?
Yeah, I think we only need 4 hours of sleep a night. We only need 4 hours of work a day. I think is.
You know what? Yeah, keep it proportionate. I'm fine with that. You know, like, you want to pay me to work 2 hours each day? I'll only sleep 2 hours.
Yeah, they should just pay you in sleep. Everything else should be free.
You want to pay me to not do any work? I just won't sleep. It'll be like, maybe that's not such a good idea.
Yeah.
It's sponsored for that, I bet, though.
What?
I bet we can get sponsored for it. We'll have like a sleep fast.
Lunestra? You think Lunestra will sponsor us?
Is that the bed that makes you shit the bed?
Molestra. Yeah, it's
Molestra.
What's your leakage number? Yes, I think so. I think we can get sponsored. I think once our Massimo contract has run its course.
We'll get a pillow sponsorship?
Yeah.
When is the last time you bought a new pillow?
Oh my god. Don't. I'll just splice the old show in right there, and the entire series will loop.
Oh man. Biofeedback loop.
Oh, crash. Sorry.
Oh hey, so you know that, how I was talking about that Reiki girl that's always at the bus stop doing the Reiki?
Yeah.
You know?
She's still around? She's still...
Oh, yeah, definitely. She came up to me the other day and said, have you ever tried Reiki? And, like, fucking, you've talked to me every day for the past fucking month. And I decided to not just... Normally what I would do is point at my headphones and be like, oh, no, sorry. No English. Sorry. No time for love. And so what I decided I'm probably going to do is start fucking with her.
Yeah.
Literally. No.
Right.
People should send in their questions and comments to the Reiki girl for me to ask her. So last night she comes up and just does her thing. Have you even tried Reiki before? And I'm like, ooh, what's that? And she's like, oh, well, it's this Japanese healing technique where na na na. And she goes, and I'm like, I didn't know I was sick. And she's like, oh, well, no, it like heals your energy, na na na. And I'm like, oh, was my energy field broken? Shit. And I start like getting all worried. And she's like, no, it's okay. And all this. And, but she didn't really give a good answer for anything. She just kind of like smiled and laughed. And she was kind of like, okay, shut up and let me do this to you. And like,
right.
And I'm like, how do you know that I'm sick? Can you like see? And I was asking her all these questions and she had no answers for them. And then the bus came, so I didn't get to continue. But,
dude, I'll tell you what to do next time.
Okay.
If she comes up to you and asks you if you've ever heard of or tried Reiki.
I'm like, I'm part of the UBC Reiki Club myself. You want to do it to each other? Like,
Reiki, yeah, I love it. And take your pants off. Oh, were you talking about something else?
no Reiki.
Yeah,
so if anyone has any questions for the Reiki girl, send them in. spyversuspy@gmail.com. You got the audio comments? I know you do. Don't fucking hold out on us.
Yeah.
We fucking know you have them.
They're just recording long ones.
Audio comments. Show us your audio comments.
Yes.
Forgot to welcome everybody to illustrious Paisley the Cat Studios.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Our sponsor, Paisley the Cat.
Our new sponsor, John Campbell Famous Studios. They've gone on strike, and we don't agree with the stance that they've taken. So.
What are you saying, kid? Scott didn't used to have this house. We let him live here for a little bit. Hey, Scott.
So in a way, it's true.
Yeah. We didn't get to my topic.
Scott used to have your car, though, right?
Well, I am now holding the carcass of Scott's old car, yeah?
You have a car cast.
Yeah.
Car cast is coming up in a couple minutes. Just as the satellite window.
Car talk. Yeah. We it is slamming shut, but...
There is
one topic I wanted to get to today, and I'm only going to say the name of it, and I'll just talk about it tomorrow.
Sure.
You're not going to like it.
I will, so?
No, you won't.
I will.
Pinball is like guitars.
I don't like either of those things.
Awesome.
I'm not very good at either.
Aw.
Well, my flippers don't work.
Your flipper babies.
They didn't leave a plunger for me. Flipper babies, let me show you them. Pokemons.
Oh, one last little thing, dude. Did you hear about the 7-Elevens? Mm?
You got them now?
No, but did you hear about the 7-Elevens with the... They turn into Quickie Marts?
What? What are you talking about?
You find out about that, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
What? And I need to know now.
Next time on the Spy Podcast! Oh, a cliffhanger!
Okay.
Giant soft door is closed. Bonjour Dana and Brian. Is a lesson from the future. I don't know of the secret of the Takosh portage. You must purchase the Zygomani Corporation in Trier. Ticket to the Takosh portage. Je t'aime Dada. Bon chance Brian. Au revoir.
So, me and Alexis are taken out by the Woodland Park Zoo, and we got kicked out of the zoo itself, like in the parking lot of the zoo, because it's closed. So the park authority came down on us and was like, hey, you guys can't sit here, while we were like pulling ourselves drinks in my car. So we moved the car to the street, and now we have our... We're sitting on the street watching our bunny friends sitting in the grass, nibbling on it. And there are two bunnies, and their names are Pedro and Buckwheat. And they're adorable, and I want to steal them. Keep them in my trunk.
Hey guys, I'm going to sing for you. This is the verse and the chorus to Consider This by Anna and Alec. Okay, here we go. Up to the end and things are starting to get interesting. I'm gaining choices because I can't decide. My mind is filled with words that come to terms with all my insecurities. Impurities, no friend of mine. And dreaming doesn't do no good because I don't want to lie that I'm okay and I'm alright. I'd rather take it and forget it. Consider this a warning. Cause I've done another fight, and you'll say it's all alright, and wait for the day when you find I'm too much for you, baby. So lay your hands over me and feel what you only see. But don't bother wasting your time if you're trying.
Discovery of the day. Last night while watching TV with my beautiful wife, we discovered that pretzel goldfish and candy corn work well together. That is all.